just pushing the ball. I mean, our guys get tired, and so they had to be a little gassed there, and I think that helped us to start that second half and when we went on that 17-0 run. But real happy with the effort.
Yeah, and you've had a game or two like that this season. Alt Aurelia, you trailed going into the fourth quarter, but grinded out a win there. Nice to have that type of experience.
You bet. I mean, every game is a learning experience, like you said. No matter what the score is, we want to learn. We want to get better. We're still learning the offense a little bit, but very happy with the way things were going in that second half. And I thought we attacked the rim really well and then shared the ball. And then we finally hit some threes there in the second half. First half, we were a little cold, I thought. I don't even know what we shot. But, you know, we just talk about keep shooting it. If it feels good, keep shooting it. We don't want anybody to be afraid of shooting the ball, catch and shoot, because Buddy's going to drive. And hopefully he's going to dish it off every once in a while and somebody can catch and shoot. And we want to hit the transition threes. But just real happy with the effort. I thought the kids shared the ball well again. I don't even know. We had to have a mix of scoring again. But we don't worry about who scores the most. We just want to work together and see how much we can score as a team.
Well, you got out in transition as that defense really started to rev it up, especially as the first half wore on.
Yeah, again, at the end of the first half, I thought they were a little tired. And you know, we go nine deep, and they go about six deep, and yeah. I think that showed. And then, you know, Dostler's a great player. You know, we've been starting for him probably for 3 years, and I think he sprained his ankle. And then that, I think that hurt him a little bit, too, as far as their depth. But I was just real happy with our efforts. Good defensively. I mean, even when we were behind, I mean, my assistant coach was talking about that we want to go man. I said, I don't think it's our defense. It's just we're not scoring, you know, because, you know, you hold a good team like that down to 54. I'm real happy with that effort. So,
you said Buddy will drive and dish, and he led the way for you with 17 points and just amazing creativity when taking it to the basket, which he showed on multiple occasions tonight.
Yeah, you know, I really give him the green light and all of them the green light to drive, and Buddy takes advantage of that. He's so athletic. He's so strong. I think our strength and conditioning that we have all year long, our strength and conditioning coaches just do a fantastic job. I think it shows on our basketball team, and Buddy's definitely reaping the benefits of that because, like you said, he's very creative, and we get some turnovers because of it. You know, sometimes we get a little out of control.
With the good.
But I'm definitely happy with the way we take it to the hole, and then hopefully we get some free throws as well.
And he had three in double figures. I'm guessing the guys like this faster pace then.
They did. You know, when I took the job, we got together, and I told them, I said, I want to run and gun. I want to push it up the floor. I didn't know if I was going to press, but in the first two games we didn't because we were still trying to figure out what we were doing. So much to learn, you know, with the whole new system. But I will tell you, Ken Slater left the cupboard full for us. I mean, and all of their junior high coaches and their youth coaches have done a great job with these kids. They're very fundamentally sound. And I'm just trying to work the mental part of the game and have some fun, but be disciplined.
And now you'll be off until January 4th when you go to Manson Northwest Webster. 7-0 record, a lot of momentum to take into the second portion of the year.
You bet. We're looking forward to the second year. We know we have big goals and big dreams, and we're going to hopefully have some good practices and work on a few new wrinkles to see what we can do in the second half of the season.
Dale Tokheim, thanks a lot for your words, and we'll be seeing you around.
All right. Hey, Ryan, thanks for all the coverage that you guys give us up there in Storm Lake. We really appreciate it.